CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Your net controller tonight is KQ4WHN. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is calling nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is in an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHN.
Control, KO4ZEW, quick announcement.
Yes, sir, go right ahead.
KO4ZEW, just want to let everybody know that the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society meeting is not going to be the first Monday of September, because that's Labor Day, and it's actually going to be the next Monday, September 8th. So we've pushed the meeting date out 1 week.
Heard. Thank you, Ben, for letting everybody know about that. Any other announcements? Good time to do them. Let's get them knocked out. We're going to hang around until we close the formal portion of the net. I'm going to try and start a conversation about digital radio and some of the digital voice modes and what anything that you might be doing. I'm going to try and delve into DMR a little bit. So if you want to hang around and have that conversation, well, that's what I'm going to bring up if nobody else brings up anything else. So let's go ahead and get things started. Begin with a roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, your name, location, and just let us know if you want to remain on the net for the RAG-Q portion or if you have a topic that you want to bring up. Tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with the India through Lima group. So get your microphones in hand, ready to go. I'm going to handle the pre-net check-ins first. And if we've got any echo link that shows up in the interim, we'll go ahead and talk to them as well. So first things first, we're going to go through the pre-net check-ins. Stand by. All right, we've got KF4CKT, that's John, there in Honeypath. I've got KC4PLT, that's Rich, there in Flowery Branch, Georgia. KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. Got NC9V, Leon, that's one of our net controllers, along with his wife, KE4DXJ, that's Wendy. Got W2AMD, that's Andrew, there in Simpsonville. K4XMR, that's Mel, there in Prosperity. Got AA4GH, Gus, in Punta Gorda, Florida. Gus is always reliable on the pre-nets. KO4ZEW, just heard from, that's Ben. Thanks for joining us tonight, Ben. And then I've got KB2BYQ, that's David there in Easley. I've got KG4PFI, that's Don in Piedmont, along with Linda, KG4QLQ. Got William, or Will, at KC4W. Will there in Anderson. Got KN4RJN. That's John in Browns Summit, North Carolina. Got KQ4ZWS. That's Christine. Got KD4HEY. That's James there in Anderson. And W4IOE. That's Sid in Fletcher. That rounds out our pre-net check-ins. So we'll move on to the RF group. That's going to be the India through Lima group, as previously advertised, because it's Tuesday. So, I through L, go ahead and call Net Control or KQ4WHN.
Good check-in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
The Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and Net Control would like to recognize KO4JKV. That's Duncan there in Asheville, also one of our net controllers. Thanks for checking in with us tonight, Duncan. Anyone else in the India through Lima group, I through L, that's that first letter after the number in your call sign, go ahead and call KQ4WHM or net control.
4WHM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
We've got couple more check-ins. Let's go with KK4JBQ. That's Larry. Thanks for joining us tonight, Larry, and bringing along your wife, Donna, KC4MFK. All right. Didn't hear much traffic there on India through Lima, so let's move up a group, and we'll go to Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KQ4WHN or net control.
Oh. Mark, please check in. Kilo 4. Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, for both in Piedmont, both in negative and negative. Please check in our daughter by telephone relay. She, Kilo 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, she's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and net control would like to recognize Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along with her Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Thanks for bringing the family, as always, Lorena. Can always count on you. Anyone else in the Mike Through Papa group, Mike Through Papa, call KQ4WHN or net control. Nothing heard. Let's move on to the next RF group. That's going to be Quebec Through Tango, Q Through T, call KQ4WHN or net control.
KQ4WHN. Good evening. Thanks for calling the net. You're doing a fine job. Please check in 0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm in Greer. And it's nice to be here and hear all of our friends on the net. And I think it's on, so I'll be negative and negative tonight.
4WHN. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative in there. Good hearing you again tonight, Tom.
Hey, Chris, nice to hear you.
Net control would like to recognize N0TR, that's Tom. Tom, I'm glad to hear your voice. I heard you last night. I was wondering where you were, so I was glad to hear you pop up. Hope you're recovering well there, sir. So continue that and stay on the net. We want to hear updates from you as time goes on. And we got KO4QLG. That's Chris. Chris, thanks for joining us. And anyone else in the Quebec Through Tango group, go ahead and sing out. KQ4WHN or net control. Quiet means we have to move on to the bottom of the alphabet, which is the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, call KQ4WHN or net control.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose and Taylor, and I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
Control.
If you would please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Lima, Echo. That's KQ4ZLE.
This is Anthony. I'm in Townville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, sir. You and everybody on the net.
You're going to have to tell me there's something good on TV tonight. We're getting very few per group, so we might be going through this pretty quick. Net Control would like to recognize Q KQ4YQI. That's Jose. Thanks for joining us again tonight, Jose. And KQ4ZLE, that's Anthony. Anthony, I appreciate hearing your voice as well. So, going to make one more call for the bottom of the alphabet, Uniform 3 Zulu. Anybody in that group, go ahead and give us a call. KQ4WHN or Net Control.
WHN. Could you please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, that's KQ4YOO, Clint in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative, and thank you for calling the net.
I would like to recognize KQ4YOO and Clint, thank you for joining the net. If you're checking in is the reason I'm here. All right, folks, we're going to work our way back up to the top of the alphabet. And that's going to be the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
WHN. Mark in the net. Thanks for calling the net, Mark. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and Net Control would like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary, and he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY. Gary, you're one of those folks that as soon as I hear your voice and you start calling Net Control, I just type you and Joy's call sign right in because I know what's coming. So thanks for joining us tonight, Gary. Make sure you join Gary tomorrow for Wednesday night's net because he'll be there running the show for us. Then we've got W4DJW, that's Dave. Dave leads this whole pack of folks that call nets and appreciate his efforts there. Dave, have we gotten through the period where we're changing the IP address? Is that behind us, or are we still looking forward to that, just out of curiosity?
No, they haven't sent the new hardware out yet, so we're still waiting on the hardware to get here.
If you haven't heard about it yet, there's a potential IP address change that's coming. It might break Echolink and some of the pre-net check-in stuff in a date yet to be determined, but just be aware of that. All right, one more call for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Romeo 4 Delta Bravo Romeo. KR4 DBR. This is Bo and Easley. I'll be negative and negative.
I would like to recognize KR4 DBR. That's Bo and Easley. Thanks for joining us tonight, Bo. Hopefully you're having a wonderful, quiet, peaceful evening. Okay, we're getting kind of thin. Let's move on to the next RF group. That's going to be Echo through Hotel, E through H. Call KQ4WHN or just yell out Net Control.
WHM. Hey, Mark, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kettle, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight. Thanks.
Would like to recognize KC4EZN, that's Harry there in Candler. Thanks for joining us tonight, Harry. Hopefully everybody's having a nice quiet evening. We're a little thin tonight. I heard 51, 52 last night, so I guess there's something going on that's got everybody's attention, and that's just fine. We'll get through it all. Let's go ahead and open it up to the wide group, the Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, anybody anywhere in the sound of my voice. Hadn't even seen an Echolink station tonight, so I don't know what's got everybody's attention, but it's not amateur radio tonight, or maybe they're on the HF bands. Go ahead. If you want to check into the net, anybody anywhere, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
KQ4WHN. Please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4EE. Greg in Hendersonville. I'm negative and negative tonight, but I'll stick around and listen. Thanks for hosting the net. Even though it's light, we're all so important, right?
Control, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
The Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Net control would like to recognize KR4 Echo Echo Echo. That's Greg there in Hendersonville. Thanks for joining us tonight, Greg. And KO4 Papa X-ray Bravo. That's Lloyd there in Simpsonville. All right, we're getting to the point where the radio is staying pretty quiet. So let's try and make a call out one more time. Anybody, anywhere. EchoLink, if you're out there and I can't hear you, well, or I can't see you on the screen, you go ahead and yell out anyway. Anybody, anywhere, call KQ4 WHN or Net Control. 1 minute past the hour, we've got 35 check-ins. It's awful quiet, so I'm going to say this is KQ4 WHN now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for those checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. Anybody that has a topic, has an announcement, anything you want to say out there, you can just go ahead and give me a call. Otherwise, I'll make up something and we can talk a little bit about some digital radio. If you want to talk, let me know. This is KQ4 WHN.
WHN, this is KO4 JKV.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
It is a little light tonight, and I might be a little crackly because I'm on the outside with the HT. First of all, before I go into a QSO, is my signal okay?
Yes, sir, your radio's coming in with just a little bit of white noise on the back end, but you're very crisp and very understandable. So I can I would guess that you were either quite a distance away or on an HT, but either way, good for conversation.
So I'm about 55 miles north of the repeater on an HT. I think running about 8 watts, but yeah, I'll talk to you a little bit. Maybe we can get the second shift in here, but last week I went on a long-needed vacation with the wife and I. We went down to Charleston, and that's why I haven't been checking into nets all last week. But when I was down there, I got my programmed in the repeater down there for their local net, and apparently their repeater is right on the USS Yorktown, or Yorkville, I can't remember, but a retired battleship down there in the that's harbored down there in Charleston, and I listened to their net. Let me let this drop for a second. It took a while to manually get the repeater to work, so I got it plugged in, but I was getting too much static that I didn't check into their net. But they had a pretty small net. It was about 12 check-ins, and it went by real fast. And at the end, they didn't ask for last-minute check-ins. They just closed the net real fast. But and then also I brought my shortwave radio, and on the beach there I just kind of try to pull in some single sideband stations, and that's about it. Just had a little bit of radio fun while on vacation.
450 years ago when I was a child, I was in the Boy Scouts, and we spent the night on the Yorktown. So that is Yorktown, I think, CV-10, if I'm not mistaken. Somewhere in the house there's a hat from the gift shop that I can't remember whether I bought it when I was there as a kid or later on, but always a fun place to point out when you're going through Charleston. I did not realize that they had an amateur radio repeater on the ship, which is interesting, but there are some pretty small clubs out there doing their best to be heard and get out and do what they need to do, so that's what I'll have to check out when I'm in the area next, because that's, hey, you always want to get involved with amateur radio wherever you are, and being able to know that your signal's getting picked up and rebroadcast off of a former U.S. warship and now museum is kind of cool. Come on in, comment.
For ZEW, I think the person that runs that club is pretty much a regular check-in if you check into the North Carolina single sideband net and the South Carolina single sideband net at 7 p.m. and 7:30 on HF. They're down there on 80 meters, but they check in. He checks in pretty regularly, but I did not know that they ran their own net. That's incredibly cool.
The name or the call sign of that individual, I might seek them out.
I do not. You'll probably have to listen to the to one of those two nets, SCSSB or NCSSB.
I'll make that a research project maybe this coming week. That's interesting. I've done some of the local nets, but my HF prowess is still in the infancy stage. So I was heard, but I don't know that I was heard well. And it's so much easier to pick up a VHF radio and have a conversation. So I won't say I'm not lazy.
Repeaters can be tricky, but you can try to just look up NCSSB and North NCSSB and SCSSB. And see if you can at least pick them up to listen. Probably do it with just a long wire. And see if that guy checks in. I'll write it down next time I hear him. And then on next time you call the net, I'll give you a call sign or a name or something.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. We've been chatting here for a few minutes, so let me take a break and see if anybody wants to check in. If you want to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now's the time to do it. Call KQ4WHN or just net control. Well, we'll continue on then. The whole compound down there, the Patriots Point Museum area, they've got the Clamagore, which is the submarine, the Laffey, which is the U.S. destroyer. And if you've ever read the story about the USS Laffey, it's pretty dramatic. They did some real work there during World War II, and it was known as the ship that wouldn't sink. They got hit by, I can't remember the number of kamikazes, but it was more than their share, and somehow they managed to make it back into port with enough that they were able to fix the ship and put it back into action. So really, really interesting story there, and I actually worked with a guy who brought the USS Yorktown back from Europe on its final cruise back to the States to be decommissioned, which was interesting that I had the cause to run into somebody that had served on a ship of that age and class, but one of the original straight deck carriers, and a lot of really interesting things there. But I always have to explain to the kids when you take them there that now they didn't have jets. They have all sorts of examples on the deck of different naval aircraft, and a lot of them just never were on board the Yorktown. But they want it. It's a museum. They want to have a representation.
WHN, this is KO4JKV. I figured I'd jump back in. There was a kind of a pause there, so I had to just jump in. But, yeah, that sounds good. I've never been on that one. Now, decades ago, I used to live in Wilmington, and there's a ship there, too, that's in the port from World War II, I believe. And I did take a tour on that one, and that was pretty impressive. So, you know, you get to go inside and out, and inside and out, and just how massive that thing was just really impressive. And the fact that it gets out there and runs floats on water, I'm sure the ships today are way bigger than that. But yeah, that was really, really cool. And the fact that you say you camped on there in the Cub Scouts of the USS Yorktown. If so, that's pretty cool. So back to you.
Yes, sir. This is KQ4WHN. The Boy Scouts and Patriots Point have a really good relationship. And, oh, man, I guess it was late 70s, early 80s, maybe 1980 in that range. Let's just say it was 1980. Let's go there. We spent a night on the Yorktown, and, well, being troublesome little kids, we found hatches that weren't secured and went down into dark places and found all sorts of equipment that the folks that get to walk through and do the tours don't get to see. It probably would have gotten into a fair amount of trouble had we been caught, but we were industrious Boy Scouts and we knew better. So we stayed quiet and tried to minimize the amount of light. But man, those things are dark when the sun goes down. If you don't have artificial light, you are in pitch black. But The ship in Wilmington is actually the USS North Carolina, the capital ship of the line, one of the original battleships, and that is BB-55. I've got the hat for that one. I took kids all of our vacations, much to their chagrin, were history vacations. And, we went to the beach, and, we went and did the rides, but we had to find a history spot to go and spend some time with. And eventually they got to high school and went, oh, I've been there. So that was fun. But, North Carolina is a great tour. That's a big ship with a lot of good American steel that it absolutely is a sight to behold.
Roger that. Yeah, that would be really fun being a Cub Scout and being able to stay overnight on the ship like there. But that's real good talking to you, Mark. And hopefully get a new wave of check-ins. I don't know where everybody's at, but real good talking to you. And thanks for running the net. And so I'm going to send it back to you. This is KO4JKV, and I'll be clear on your final.
Thanks for coming in and having a conversation and bringing back some memories. That was the career that I never had. I was in Navy JROTC in high school, and we did. I had the joy of spending 4 days, 3 nights in luxurious Camp Paris Island there for the Marine Corps, and we got a high school version of boot camp, and we got to get in trouble for swatting the drill instructors. Sand fleas, and had a lot of really good experiences, but just worked out that the world came to peace about the time I came of age, and went into technology instead. So I don't regret it, but I wonder if, sometimes. All right, we're at the bottom of the hour, and this is usually the time when folks kind of show up and say, oh, wow, if they're still talking, I guess I can still check in. So let's do that. If you want to check in to the Blue Ridge Tube Internet, call KQ4WHN.
Well, please check in KQ4ZYL. Ron over here in Penrose, North Carolina. And 73 to everybody, and I guess I'll be negative and negative.
Tank control. Control, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DDD. Name is Alex Alpha Lima Echo X-ray on a handheld in Central 73. Short time.
Again, Mike, I'm down here in Anderson, South Carolina. I'm KQ4CHR. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Hotel Romeo. I'm Mike down here in Anderson, South Carolina, and appreciate you running the net tonight, Mark, and I'll be negative and negative also. Thank you.
Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I appreciate every time I wait just past 9:30, the second shift shows up. Thank you, folks. I appreciate you doing that. This is the three that we just had check in is KQ4ZYL. That's Ron. Thanks for checking in with us, Ron. Hopefully you're having a good night. KI4DDD, that's Alex there in Central. Appreciate you joining us again tonight, Alex. And then I've got KQ4CHR, and that's Mike there in Anderson. Anybody else want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KQ4WHN or Net Control. For comments, thoughts, questions, announcements, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. All right, well, I will hold my digital radio conversation till next week so I got a chance to maybe read up on it, and maybe I can actually convey some useful information. I am kind of thinking about, what other than D-Star. I've got this ICOM radio that I'm sitting in front of, and D-Star is interesting, but it's not common. Not common enough, at least in this area, to be able to use it without a hotspot, which I have. But I'm trying to find other digital formats that might be interesting. And I always know that the folks on the air have a lot of good experience that I can draw from, and maybe somebody else can learn from it too. So we'll make that next week's topic, and we'll close out the net with just one more call for any last-minute check-ins. Anybody Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, call KQ4WHN. This is last call.
KQ4WHN. Last tonight, please check in Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa Papa, KA3WPP. Name's Howard. Just stopping by. Thanks.
Control mic recognized. KA3WPP. That's Howard. Howard, thank you for being my number 39 tonight. I think that is my record low, but glad to have each and every one of you join us tonight and always like to have the conversation. Let's give me a minute. I'll set up my net report, and we'll call it an evening.
Late check.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, go ahead. This is net control.
I'm on the air, Rock Hill. This is KJ4BKI, Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo, Kilo India Jack over in Rock Hill. Just finished up my York County net, but Blake getting in. Y'all have to go over there, zoom in and out. That'll be good. I'll give you a 4-0.
Prince Zoom Internet, Jack, thank you for joining us. We'll take you anytime you, you hear the voice. Jack, you made my number 40. So Jack is KJ4BKI. And we appreciate him rounding us out here for the evening. All right, I'm really going to do it this time. I'm going to send my net report, and we'll call it an evening. Gary, KI4DOS, is going to be running the net tomorrow night on Wednesday. I'm sure he would appreciate your showing up and spending some time with him. He also runs a swap net. I'm sure most of us know that, but sometimes we have folks that are just listening. So if you've got something you want to buy or sell, Gary's your guy. Do that every Wednesday. All right, this is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, everyone. Have a good night.